It's very different from what is being taught outside. What is being taught outside is very theoretical. What is being taught outside is feeling got three types. Positive, negative, neutral feeling. It doesn't really teach the Dhamma. That is not what the Buddha said. That's why when you read the Satipatthana Sutta, you understand. This neutral feeling, very few people understand because this is not the indifferent type. Some people, nothing to do with them, they have this indifference. So they say, I don't feel anything. Nothing to do with me. And that one is not neutral feeling. That one is still delusion because nothing to do with you. That's why you are not bothered. But when it comes to cultivation, neutral feeling is that feeling remain as pure feeling. It doesn't condition craving. Why? Because there is wisdom. There is understanding. So craving is a desire. It's an attachment. It's a grasping. You can say it's before grasping, but it's a lesser extent. It's a craving. The word is correct, craving. Like there's a slight desire. Then from there, you start to grasp, cling, and hold. So all these are the paticca samuppada link. Before you have the mindfulness, the wisdom, the unisomanaskaran, the awareness, you cannot break the link. You cannot stay at feeling. Feeling cannot become pure feeling. Feeling will become craving straight away. That's why I used to tell Yun Chan, I remember. I say, yonisomanasikara, you cannot learn. You have means you have. You have awakened to it. You have developed it. That is with you. It's always there. Don't have to remember it. But if you don't have, means you don't have. And you don't have that wisdom at the moment of sense experience, which is what yoniso manasikara is all about. So yoniso is wisdom. Manasikara is attention at the moment of sense experience. So when you don't have this yoniso manasikara, your feeling cannot become pure feeling. It was straight away conditioned craving. That's why you stir, you react. You become afflicted. That's why I say, those who try to teach you how to cut a feeling is gullible. They don't understand. How can you cut? Use what to cut. That is thought-based, knowledge-based. Don't hold. Don't attach. Who say this? The thought say this. But without wisdom, you will hold. You were grasped. You were attached. You were feeling. Do you understand? That's why when wisdom arises, the sensation is not there. Because just like our yonisomanasikara will prompt, he know you, he know me. No mark of a self, no mark of others. No mark of Dhamma, life, existence. Empty. Everything is just the way it is, empty. That's why you won't be affected. Even your loved one, something happened or what? Like the Buddha always said, the Bodhisattva, when he was in the cultivation stage, and the spouse or the children, they pass away or whatever. He said, whatever there is of the nature to arise, is of the nature to cease. He understands this Dhamma. So when death happened or separation happened, he said, what has arisen or come into birth has already come to pass. Then no amount of sorrow and lamentation can bring back the dead. With that understanding, he doesn't have sorrow. He doesn't lament. He doesn't become unhappy or sad. He just accepts that reality. Condition like that, things will like that. That is the reality. That's why what is really wonderful. So those who have the Dhamma, they have this to prompt them. That's why their feeling can be pure feeling. Then there's no reality. Thing is just the way it is. Form and mind, come and go, no reality. Anicang dukang anatta. Everything is sunyata, empty. Lai ye kong, qi ye kong. Namo si su, he bi ku ku, wei kong liu lei. So all this understanding will surface, and they become very beautiful. Especially he no you, he no me. Empty nature, anatta nature, non-self nature. So all this is what the Dhamma is. So you brought out the topic of neutral feeling. Now today I add on to make it more clear so that people can understand. That's why a lot of people who don't have the understanding teach funny type of meditation. Try to cut a feeling where they say, that is the link that condition craving. You cut, no more craving. You go and cut. You don't go and find out through actual silencing your mind to be aware. If you are not stable in your mind, you cannot see. You already, the link very fast, already hit affliction and suffering already. And yet you want to cut. Then you say, I don't want to attach, I don't want to cling. I know, he know you, he know. This is all knowledge. It cannot free you when you don't have the Dhamma. You don't have the awakening. You have not insight into it. You have not awakened into it. So without that awakening, the wisdom, the understanding, it cannot happen. It cannot be done. Yeah. So this part is also very useful. Sadhu to you for bringing out all these conditions. So.